Now, one of the moving performances that we had at the Collingwood Music Festival that we continue to talk about to this day is the Nathaniel Dett Chorale, the choral group which entertained us here. They are Canada's first professional choral group dedicated to Afrocentric music of all styles: classical, spiritual, gospel, jazz, folk, and blues. They are made up of 21 classically trained outstanding vocalists, and all I could think of when hearing them live just a couple weeks ago was that it was literally food for the soul. And I'm so thrilled to welcome the founder, artistic director of this astounding ensemble, Dr. Brainerd Blyden-Taylor, to the Jukebox today. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Wonderful to have you. And how do you feel with things coming back to some kind of normal, with live concerts coming back?
You know, it's very rewarding for us as well. It was quite challenging to not be able to do the thing that really sort of sustains us and motivates us so much. And, you know, to interact with a live audience again and to just run sound through our bodies again is quite remarkable.
And it really shows in the performers also. They are so passionate about returning, about feeling the presence of a live audience. And there's something so special about the power of the human voice as well. It reaches us in the very depths of our souls.
Thank you.
I had to say, I completely had goosebumps when you started that first a cappella number. You asked me to speak, Kim Andre Arneson. It was just so moving, healing in a way. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've choreographed this program that you're now bringing to summer festivals, including the Huntsville Festival this Thursday? How you went across, how you decided to put these pieces together?
Well, you know, I put great store, I think, in serendipity and one might even say happenstance. We were supposed to have done a world premiere by a composer written for his jazz quintet, string quartet, and the ensemble. And again, because of COVID, he was not through with the work. And so we've had to delay it yet again. And I had to reprogram our spring concert, which we decided to do on the 18th of June to celebrate Juneteenth. And in meditation, sort of came up with this idea to have a program called You Asked Me to Speak. And we knew of this particular piece. We had done it before. And as we looked at the rest of the program through the lens of both the title and the text, it became very apparent that, you know, how music speaks, the things that can be said to us through spirit and other things, it's quite powerful. And the show kind of took a life of its own.
Interesting. And you also programmed three world premieres, new works into this program by Brian Nabors, Aaron Manswell, Jerry Gray.
Yes, we did. Reached out to a colleague of mine in the United States who put me in touch with the works of Brian Nabors, a wonderful setting of the Christina Rossetti poem Echo, and Jarrell Gray's also setting of the Serenity Prayer. And then we coupled those with two pieces by Aaron Manswell, who is an African-Canadian composer who's doing his DMA in composition at the University of Toronto. And we were really thrilled to come across his two pieces, one in particular entitled Stick With Love, which amplifies a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And you are quite the storyteller on stage. People were moved to tears with your knowledge of Afrocentric music and the pride you have for African heritage. How has that shaped also your very special program for this summer?
Well, I believe in doing curated programs, and I suppose it's been one of the hallmarks of what we've done since we began in 1998. So we're just at the start of our 24th anniversary season.
And congratulations.
Thank you. You know, these stories are important, both to us, I think, and to our audience. And one of the things that we have really tried to make one of the hallmarks of what we do is to inform, to educate, to try to build bridges of understanding and appreciation through this medium of Afrocentric choral music. And so the stories are important from that regard.
I'm speaking with Dr. Brainerd Blyden-Taylor. He is the conductor, founder, artistic director of the Nathaniel Dett Chorale, who we just welcomed in Collingwood, and he's now, the ensemble will be performing at Huntsville, at the Huntsville Festival of the Arts. And for more information on that concert coming up Thursday, this Thursday, July 28th, 8 p.m. at the Algonquin Theater, go to huntsvillefestival.ca. You can also call their box office, 705-788-2787. You mentioned, Brainerd, numerous very important key words here, understanding, appreciation, building healthy, vibrant communities between communities of people, both Afrocentric and others, using the power of music. But you're also instituting something unique to this summer program. And we were the first to try it out in Collingwood. And that is the introduction of ASL interpreters.
That is correct. And I mean, I think that's another important aspect, particularly of the title of this show, You Asked Me to Speak. A few years ago, well, closer to the beginning of the ensemble, we had the pleasure of doing a performance at a presenter showcase in Kansas City, Missouri. And we had been asked to submit the text of what we were performing a couple of weeks before. And I had wondered at that request. And we got there and met an African-American woman who interpreted, and not just interpreted, but performed through ASL interpretation the music that we were doing. And it was something that sat with me and has sat with me for all these years. And I reached out to the deaf and hard of hearing community, and in particular to an ensemble called Phoenix the Fire. And it's been a very wonderful meeting. And the founder of Phoenix the Fire said to me, Brainerd, this is so wonderful that you would do this. So often we don't get to experience this kind of music. We don't get to experience our spirituality in this way because not enough people are willing to share in this regard. So we're very grateful. And we have hired two interpreters, a deaf interpreter and a hearing interpreter. And the hearing interpreter interprets what's going on in the room to the deaf interpreter, who then interprets and amplifies the performance to the audience at large. And it's been very powerful and something that we've decided we're just going to make a regular part of our performance practice going forward.
It was phenomenal just to watch how you had choreographed that and how the two ASL interpreters worked together. It was absolutely astounding.
Well, I really hope that we can spread the word and get some of the deaf and hard of hearing community out.
Absolutely. And what a way to warmly include them in the whole concert experience, the deaf and hard of hearing community members. Dr. Blyden-Taylor, you have just a phenomenal project on your hands, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and busy rehearsal schedule for sure to join us here on the Jukebox. It's been refreshing. It's been a healing experience to hear your work live, and I invite our listeners to come to Huntsville Festival. That's the next performance. The Huntsville Festival of the Arts. Get your tickets at huntsvillefestival.ca. You can also call their box office, 705-788-2787. The next concert is taking place this Thursday, July 28th, 8 p.m. at the Algonquin Theater. Thank you, Dr. Blyden-Taylor. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Daniel. Really appreciate you having me on the show and appreciate the work that you're doing too. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful afternoon.